I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my people kept peeping. No.
Welcome back. This is episode 3 of the Reason to Doubt podcast. We back again, like always. I'm your host, and to the left of me, we got
Coach Juice.
To the left of him, we got
being myself with no dramatic acting.
That's false. Mr. Be Yourself himself.
Yes, sir.
DJ Steno.
What up?
To the right of me, we got.
Look at his kicks. Look at his car. All I say is.
Joe Jack.
Big Joe Jack.
To the
Why
right.
Why always forget Joe Big?
I don't think you want to call him that.
We got a 1-2 punch.
I think that's his way. Just let him. It's part of the intro.
It's the dish.
It's the dish.
To the
cup.
I'm tired of
it. I mean,
give and go.
I'm tired of it.
Or you just don't want he ain't got no chemistry. That's what he ain't never had no chemistry though.
Plenty
he ain't
chemistry.
Never been able
plenty.
To read shit.
Past chemistry.
Damn, he went to school on me.
Can I get my drop?
I was waiting on you to stop talking. To the right of him, we got KD.
Sport mode and those, bro. Be tread lightly.
I be slipping like a motherfucker in these anyway.
Exactly.
Easy slide, okay.
Always.
I done tripped a few times in the
ball like a motherfucker.
It's so thick than the
it's
motherfucker.
Thick as a motherfucker.
Steph had on some of them weak ass. What would he have on the Vegas?
Oh, we ain't done
John
with that.
John But we here again. Episode 3 of the Reason to Doubt podcast. We here again. Thank y'all for listening, man. This is the season 1 of Reason to Doubt. Never mind you, we did 200 episodes prior. This is season 1. We here again. Thank you for everybody listening. Thank you for all the supporters that's been rocking with us. If you do rock with us and you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating. You know, leave a comment, give us some feedback. This is an episode I know that it will be feedback. It will be conversation. So let us know what you're thinking. And if you're not subscribed to us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Wherever you listen, man.
How they getting their visuals?
You know you getting the visuals from. You know where they getting them from, nigga.
How they getting the visuals?
Only reason I ain't on is I don't pick up the phone.
From AE Media.
Hey, man.
AE Media running the town. I ain't going to fake it.
I'm going to get straight into it, man.
Straight into it.
I was doing my homework on the homework earlier. Listening to that, you know what I'm saying? That old school 50 years of hip-hop rap and shit like that. And I'm finna hurt y'all feelings. Cause
hey, what you gotta say?
Purple Haze really ain't that nice.
Oh, shit.
Purple Haze really ain't that nice.
Cameron's album. Oh, he must be talking about Jimi Hendrix's album.
Purple Haze really ain't that nice. I listened to Purple Haze this morning. I listened to Juelz's Come Home With Me. I listened to Dipset Immunity. I'm loud. I'm so loud.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. You're going to take away from my shit. I'm going to get that shit off.
That was one of yours?
We're going to talk about
but
it.
But, yeah.
So Diplomatic Immunity wasn't nice?
It's cool. It's a double disc. We would have got about 40 songs. You can find
it. It ain't 40.
It's a lot of
songs. Like 18 and 18, something
yeah,
like that.
It's a lot of songs.
Probably about
couple,
10 of them.
Of
only, probably oh, probably about 10. Skits. Probably about 10 songs out of 40.
Woke up and chose.
All right, man. Hey,
but,
all right, we're going to let the people know, man. This is the episode, man. We're going to talk about some music today on this day episode. Reason of Doubt, we talk about many different topics and stuff, but today is our salute to the 50 years of hip-hop. You know, this is the 50 years of hip-hop, so we salute them by talking about classic albums.
Purple Haze, man.
Classic albums, you know, everybody this day and age, everybody the GOAT, everybody, everything is classic and stuff like that. We're going to define what a classic is and it what has to be a classic and what's classic to us. KD already told Hayden on Dipset and name like three.
He got like 6 skits on it, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Hayden got like
all
6 skits.
Fire. I'll be a duck. Quack quack.
You kind of need them on your album.
You can't have a classic album without Skip. What classic album you know without Skip?
She said, I'll be a chicken, quack, quack. He said, that's a duck.
What classic album ain't got Skips?
I didn't say nothing about Skips. Maybe a newer one. I said it had like six, seven Skips.
That's the conversation we get into today. Is it any new classics, anything like that? But before we go, this is our first segment, so we're going to get into it, man.
He never heard Dipset and Purple Haze.
So with like the world today, you know, the term classic gets overused. Everybody agree with that?
I think it's a few of them. So you got classic, gold. It's a couple different terms that you're not really supposed to use loosely. Those terms hold a lot of weight. So you can't really just throw it around lightly, but, I mean, they do nowadays. I think we disagree.
So, a lot of this shit. Classic album. This, let me know if this is a good criteria to have a classic album. We got... impact on the culture when it dropped, or just, you know what I'm saying, impact. Longevity and, like, influence of when it dropped and the sound, maybe. Quality, is it good? You know what I'm saying? Lyrics, production, hip-hop, storytelling. Consistency throughout the album. Like, is it cohesive? Like, did the album just ride?
Flow
good? There's a whole bunch of... songs just thrown on the playlist. Being like a person that's pushed boundaries or something like that, trying something different. I think that can make it classic too. Like when you come up with a new sound or something like that, it's something that we might not have heard. Changing it. You know what I'm saying? Changing the sound. I think those things kind of make up a classic. So, with that, any conversations on them?
I think it should be, you know, like, you know how they should be like the BC and the AD. I think it should be like before streaming and then like after streaming.
Or before Drake and after Drake?
Not even that. I'm just saying before streaming and after streaming because it's hard to really compare that. You know, like real hard album sales, like walking the store. You know what I mean? Like it's hard to, I don't know how you would compare the two though.
It's still the quality of music, though.
I'm saying, like,
I mean, but
you see what I'm saying? You can still compare the music, but like, as far as like
the impact,
album sales.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. I made sure I didn't say nothing about sales.
Yeah,
because if you throw sales in there, the old school people win. Because
I didn't know
you physically got it. If you got 100,000 motherfuckers who went into a store and paid cash for a product. Like that's defining it. Now you can click a button and listen to a record. You can listen to a record on accident. Mm-hmm. You can't accidentally buy no $10.99 record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just didn't want to throw like album sales into it like it's a main thing. Even I think it matter. I think you can't really have too much impact if you go plastic. You know what I'm saying? You got to at least sell a couple records to be in the conversation. Like you can't just be your homie that made a classic album around the corner that nobody heard but you and him.
Straight.
Like, just because it's fire. Like, so I think that but I just didn't want to make that the definitive things though.
Yes, man, it's real nowadays though. Like I said, because when you can, you know, you get your popular TikTok song or something like that, and that makes an album.
And that's what I said. My opinion, record, even just not album. So I feel like you still. I don't know how you would do it, but you still would kind of have to separate eras, like
so
before streaming and after streaming.
But
hard to compare that.
I don't want to do that because I think it is a few classes that dropped during this streaming era, though.
I'm not saying that these newer albums can't be classics. I'm just saying it's hard to compare that classic to that classic. I don't know how you would properly do that.
You could probably do it with the criteria he just said because he didn't say nothing about sales. So impact, influence, you know what I'm saying? Style, you know. So you can, if you stick to just that criteria, you can compare.
So, but something like what Joe Jack's saying, y'all think it's a time limit you got to put on in a classic? You think the term instant classic is real? Can something be instantly a classic as soon as it came out?
I think it's rare. It's possible.
Like what's been an instant classic do y'all think?
Victory Lap.
Nipsey Victory Lap. I put my cape on for Nipsey, but I don't think that was an instant classic. It might have been an instant classic when I heard it, but
I was going to say, to me, when I heard it,
Nipsey went back after Nipsey passed. Mm-hmm. It was undeniable when people heard it, but I think they gave it as just due after the fact.
Yeah, so maybe that. Yeah.
So
in our minds,
I got one instant classic. I'm thinking just from our generation. I'm thinking of
Kendrick Lamar,
50 Cent. Get Rich or Die Tryin'. I think that was an instant classic.
It's on my list.
Yeah. I think that's an instant classic.
That was attached to a movie.
No. That movie came out 3 years later.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That movie came out. I thought it was attached to, I thought that was the soundtrack for the movie.
No, soundtrack.
That movie soundtrack came out.
Soundtrack was hard.
Yeah, but that was like 2-3 years later. Yeah, 50 was different. That's what we'll talk about. So, but instant classic. Anything else? An instant classic? Y'all think? What y'all got?
Recession.
What I say?
Kendrick's first album.
That's on my top five.
Yeah, them two.
Them two.
Forest Hill Drive. I said that was instant classic.
Yep.
Even before, because remember he went back and did like the little tour. Remember he did like the live. What was that?
The live, like when he was sitting on the house and shit.
He did the live performers or whatever.
For the whole album.
He did the whole album.
Yeah, that was a tour though, so. Yeah. Yeah, like, but yeah, when it came out.
No, I was saying like, that was a tour.
He dropped the visual.
He did his entire album, like on the.
Yeah, that was the tour. That was the footage from the tour. Like, so it was like the album. But I agree, the album wasn't, like, I feel like that was an instant classic when it came out too.
It was. So just, how, I don't know, I'm confused. Like, how often does somebody do their whole album, like on. Like, if you do a tour, you do the hit songs, shit like that.
A lot of people, it just depends on who was the artist. Like, people do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, even Cole, like, I seen that tour. So, even in the
he
show.
He did that at every city?
Yeah. At every city, he did that. But he still did, like, well, at that time, he didn't have that many hits. But he still did, like, a little 10 minutes where he got his shit off. It just didn't show that on the.
Oh, okay.
But, like, yeah. But that's kind of how Cole performed, though. I've been to a couple of J. Cole concerts, and that one album that people didn't like that he had, it kind of made me like the album because he performed like the whole album and shit like that. But
to me, that's my
Born Center.
I can think of
Born Center. Not Born Center. Born Center was the one with folding clothes on it and shit. What about the For Your Eyes Only?
No.
I was saying I went to that show and he performed that album like front to back. Just real quick, like what's you said you had your list or whatever, like everybody.
That was
like,
three. Yeah, we did three. So, but also, I had Jeezy Recession on mine.
Right. So when we naming these classics, let us know like what's a classic to you? Like what makes that album classic?
The flow, the story, the feel.
Yeah.
The feel it gave you, like. Jeezy was talking. He was talking
to the world,
to everybody.
He was talking to the world.
You know what I'm saying? After Trapper died of selling dope, and it was all good. Now it's all bad for everybody. But we can still go.
Yeah, I think that
the
album,
inspiration and all that.
What makes that album classic though is like a timestamp of 2008 when that album came out. Like if you turn the album on, like. If you were like, you wasn't even alive in 2008. Like,
you live, you went.
Like, he could kind of give you a pic. He painted a picture of what was going on at that time. Like, that's what I think big about classics too. Is kind of paint the picture of what was going on. Like,
some of them albums, like, so I think we talk a lot about No Limit. Is like, had to been there. But like, what you saying is like, even if you wasn't there, and then you go back and listen to that album, you kind of feel like you was. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of feel like. You get a feel.
Hey, when I was doing my homework this morning, I listened to Ghetto Dope.
Everybody know he did his homework.
I listened to Ghetto Dope. And if you want to learn how to sell dope, listen to Ghetto Dope. He give you a tutorial on how to make
make crack like
yeah.
Ghetto Dope.
That song alone. If you listen to that song, like you have a dope. you have a, just like when Juice was talking about Jay-Z, don't be giving step-by-step tutorial. If you listen to that song, have a step-by-step tutorial. He even tell you how to cook it.
Ghetto dope.
He even tell you how much cut to put on and everything.
See, but look, I was making a joke, but that was definitely salute to No Limit and stuff. But that be my, like, beef with No Limit, the label, like, Ghetto Dope, classic, undeniable classic. You can't deny that. I feel like a lot of the music from that era is like if you wasn't a diehard fan, like, it's forgettable. So it's like,
yeah, to be there. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, so I don't necessarily count them as that as a classic. If you don't really look at it like that, it might be a cult classic, maybe like that, but a classic album. That's what No Limit gets
cult class.
Hurt. Like a lot of that
ain't
shit.
Got no classic.
They ain't had no classic, because I said that old dope was classic. I think Mystical first album a classic. I think
it was not his first album on No Limit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the one with the what's that? The Blueprint is a cult classic. I think that's the classic. I think you'd be hard pressed to find a lot of people that say it ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Same, just like you probably like one in a little bit who will say No Limit ain't. That run and Air Rain classic.
How come when they go? How come when they go? How come?
It's my opinion.
But how come when No Limit go on tour, they not setting? They not in like arenas and stuff like that as the No Limit reunion.
Fucking VFWs.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think that got a lot to do with people that share similar opinions to me. But if you see when other people go on, like if Cash Money goes on tour, it'll look a lot different than a No Limit reunion tour. Because I feel like they got more classic material, though. But you got...
I think they do got more classic music. And it's like, yeah. No Limit do got like a cult-like following or whatever. Like, we kind of like historians and shit like that. But that shit was crack. I don't want to keep saying you had to been there, but it was like that shit was like a movement. Like it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Like even whatever short period of time it was, and like they didn't have the best artists. You know what I'm saying? They ain't had the best beat. They did their thing though.
I was fucking.
They stamp people that, still, they stamp a lot of that, but yeah. that criteria we was talking about. They check a bunch of them boxes. They had motherfuckers wearing fatigues. They had motherfuckers.
Let's name the album, the classic album. So let's not get off track. Steno, you had how many? Did you have?
We already said Get Rich or Die Trying, Good Kid, Mad City. Even though I'm not a Kendrick fan, Victory Lap Recession, and me personally, I'm gonna say Carter 2.
I want to hear from Juice. What's some classic albums you think?
I got my top five right here. Terrible. Victory Lap, Take Care, Good Kid, Mad City, Thug Motivation 101, and Kanye Graduation.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I did my homework too while you were over there bullshit.
What's your list, Katie? Who you got?
Ready to Die, Guerrilla Warfare, Flesh of My Flesh. When I was doing my homework, I had Blueprint.
JB Main.
I had Blueprint, but I think I might want to change it to American Gangster. And then Big Crit was here.
Ah, that was good.
That's a mixtape, though. That count?
Classic.
That counts as a mixtape, not an album.
Classic.
That's a mixtape, but hey. It's a classic. I was fucking with that Big Crit in middle school, for sure.
No,
we're talking about mixtapes and stuff like that, because I think Friday Night Lights
is Cole's best
work. I agree with that.
I told him that.
Cole's best work, and that's a mixtape. And he was going, cutting up.
Yeah.
It's really good
besides best work. Just my opinion.
Who you got?
It's his best work.
Good job.
He ain't do his homework.
Making hoodies and shit.
Come on, man. I dropped out of school. I skipped a few.
Oh, yeah, you used to do homework. Like
huh?
All right.
You ain't got to name five. Just name a couple classic albums. That ain't been named so far.
Like I said, Forest Hill Drive, one of my favorite albums for sure. I ain't going to lie, like, just on some newer shit, like My Turn. Lil Baby. Like that shit slap.
That's what they expected me to say. That, I'm glad you said that.
Because it ain't a classic.
Like I said, this is my opinion as far as like slaps and shit like that. But I understand what you're saying, like as far as like a build up and shit like that. But
yeah, I mean, I take that back. I can't say it's not a classic.
Diplomatic.
It might be. I don't know. Is it? I mean, I might still be wrong. Let us know, y'all.
That's diplomatic me. Community.
Diplomatic community.
40 songs, 10 slaps.
Huh?
Sure. Let him get his list off, man.
I ain't gonna lie, fuck with Rich Homie shit.
Never stop going in.
Never stop
first,
going.
The first one.
Crack.
Ooh, wait.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit. Like, all. Savage Life 1. Crack.
Oh, Webby. Like Webby.
Slap.
Webby.
Yeah. I ain't mad
Slap.
At that. I think I ain't that was mad five. At that.
Slap.
I ain't mad at that.
Yeah.
I got. Deuce, you got some? Yeah. Just name some real quick.
Life Jennings, his first album.
Rap. We talking about rap. Life Jennings?
That's R&B.
That's R&B.
All right,
it's crack, though.
It is.
No, that's classic. Know. That's classic.
Before he starts,
beating with you.
Before he starts, honorable sure. mention,
he pissed me
Mike.
The fuck off at that shit.
I don't even know why he thought that was rap.
Before he start, honorable mention, Adrenaline Rush.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Adrenaline
sir.
Rush.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's a clown.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what it is.
Twister.
Nah, yeah.
Nas, it was written.
Yeah, it was written. That's a classic album. All Eyes on Me.
Tupac.
Mike Jones' first album.
Mike Jones?
That's a motherfucking
I
classic.
Who's Mike Jones?
Yeah.
I gotta go back and listen to that.
That's a motherfucking classic, man.
He said a classic. I said, no. And now you just said that. I gotta go back
that's
and
a motherfucking classic, man.
Mike Jones just posted something. Somebody stole one of his beats.
Man, Mike, they been stealing Mike Jones shit.
Right, LL Chopper, man.
He been teaching all them young niggas the business. He got a hashtag.
More than LL Chopper, it's a whole bunch of them niggas.
And he been getting all of them.
They said he don't own that shit. But
taking that shit down.
Who you got? You got Tupac.
Next tape, Messiah.
Nas.
Classic.
Super classic.
Second turn.
And them said
444. Oh.
You don't listen to that, man.
I've always said that.
He always said that was good, though. There's some classic albums. I got Doggy Style, Snoop, Big, Life After Death, Pac Machiavelli, I'm tripping, Kanye, Twisted Dark Fantasy.
Real shit right there.
And Blueprint. Like, I think those are classic albums. Now, I think we've been tricked though, too. Like, I think we call some shit classic, and you go back and listen to it, you like, wait a minute,
wait, hold on.
Purple Haze.
But I don't think that I wouldn't even call that a classic album though. I think Cam's classic is Come Home With Me, his first album on Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Purple Haze is probably one of my favorites, but I wouldn't call it a classic.
And I think you definitely got to separate it for yeah. sure.
Like, I think we all got our personal, like, it's some personal favorites that we all got. You know what I'm saying? But I think it takes time for shit to become classic too.
What's the time frame you think?
I don't know.
2 years, 3 years.
It take a couple years though, man. I feel like you just can't, cause you gotta see, cause it gotta stick around. Like a classic album,
gotta be around
10 years later though. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm bringing this up. This is guy, he an artist too, named Glasses Malone. I don't know if y'all heard of him, mm-hmm. but he an artist, and he always got controversial takes. He had a take. He got a Tupac song saying Tupac gotta die. Like it was like a song with Orlando Anderson's perspective. Video and everything. It's crazy.
A loc digger too.
Yeah, he crip. So, but he had a take. He said no rapper has 4 classic albums, not one. And that caused like a whole bunch of hysteria. Bros. You know what I'm saying? Because people think it's a few people with 4 classic albums.
Who was a few they said?
Kanye, Hov, people said Kendrick.
Say Drake?
No. And I seen, I think they had DMX on there. I don't think DMX got 4. He got 3, though.
Definitely got 4. First 4.
But even that though, he was saying like, you know, how stupid that sound. You saying somebody got five? Because they were saying Kanye. It was like they said Kanye got five classics straight out the gate. They was like, fuck, that sounds ridiculous. But I don't know. Who y'all know anybody with four classics?
Besides what you just named,
I think Hov definitely got four classics.
I got Hov.
I think Kanye might got four too, though, to be honest.
I think Kendrick got four.
What's the four holes? Got you.
I like both of the blueprints, and I like
It's easy. I feel like that's easy. I make it easy.
Yeah. It is kind of easy for me, but I mean,
I like blow volume two.
The thing about it, hold up, not to cut you, but the thing about it, like volume two, I don't even like volume two like that. But Volume 2 got all his hits on it, and that's, like, the album that made him famous. So, like, that's a classic album. Like, unless a regular Jay-Z fan don't even know, that would be their favorite album because it got Can I Get a Hard Knock Life? Like, that's a classic album.
Volume 2 and, like the 444.
Yeah. See, I think what makes shit classic, too, like, the world stopped. Shit stopped because this person is dropping an album when we taking our time and, man, we got to listen to this. Like, that makes something classic. And then they deliver. Because I feel like people did that when, I feel like when Travis Scott dropped, being that his last album was real good. Everybody was like, hold up, anticipated. But I don't think he delivered like people wanted him to. So you look at that now, like, that's definitely not a classic. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why I take time, too. But I bring up a lot of, if you go back and listen to the Chronic, Dr. Dre, first album, the Chronic, I don't know about that shit.
It was mid.
It's kind of mid, though.
But ain't some shit grandfathered in after so long?
I feel like that's just a known classic because I feel like when I was a kid, you used to go to people's house and they had like Toni Braxton album and Thriller or something like
that. Had that Chronic.
The Chronic was on there. Like people, everybody had that album. You just seen it. And it got like G Thing and shit. It got classic songs on it.
Another thing about, like I said, this era, that era, like you said, it might be grandfathered in, but at the same time, it didn't have a whole bunch of shit to go against.
Right.
So like when that shit came out, it was smacking and it was like, it was there, it was vibing, it's like, oh, this is a classic. So once you kind of put it in the Hall of Fame, you can't take it out of the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Like once it become a classic, like it's just a classic. Well, like you said, you can go back and revisit it and be like, but I mean, I don't know if it's the wordplay, the storytelling, but you wasn't there. So like you might not even really understand a lot of this shit from the album.
So that means you wouldn't feel some shit from Tupac and the other shit around
here. You might not. No. I mean, so if when we say had to been there, that shit is a real thing. Whether like the numbers make sense or whatever, but like certain things just hit different when you was there, when you was going through that shit, when you was macking the motherfucker, and that when you was in the club and that back that ass came on, like nigga, if you wasn't there, that shit just don't hit the same.
No, I don't agree with what you saying.
But I'm not a hip hop.
No, but listen, like, I don't agree with you saying because you saying when you hear back that ass up, who the fuck don't feel back that ass up? Like, you could play that at a middle school party right now, and, like, the kids is going to turn up that. Because I feel like that's a classic.
Yeah, people are going to react. But when they say hit different, it hit different.
No, but I'm not for a classic. You might like it a little more, but a classic is a classic. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
still the test of time.
That's what
they
I'm saying.
Still going to play that shit at the marquee tomorrow night.
It's just, that's a classic song. Yeah. And I just feel like it's certain things where it's like,
What's with back to your point with the Chronic Bill? So you see, because I know Doggy Style is one of your favorite albums.
I think they sound just alike.
I think they sound just alike. Doggy Style and Chronic, they pretty much the same.
No, Doggy Style way better. But
it could be like
they both
side
Snoop albums
side too. You know what I'm saying? It could be a double disc.
They sound different. This is G-Funk sound for sure, but that's like you saying, like, Dog Food is the same. It's not the same. Like,
to you,
Doggy Style is different. It's better. You know,
it's just better. I mean, they sound exactly the same.
They don't sound exactly the same. Not to me. They don't sound exactly the same, babe.
I mean,
one sounds better than the other. The songs on Doggy Style are better than the songs on The Chronic. If I start playing Doggy Style, we'd be singing along to every song. If I start playing The Chronic, we would sing along to 4 or 5 songs. If that. Any other albums, I went out there and said what album is that is Heem does a classic. Y'all got a trash album too from back in the day.
Trash album?
Yeah, like
that's supposed to be classic.
Yeah, it's supposed to be classic. Y'all don't get it.
Whole time, me and Reason Without.
You're just a hater now.
Reason Without.
Now you're just a hater.
Out the gate.
Cause you really.
That shit was weak.
With Mary J. Blige.
All that shit was.
That's
weak.
Crazy.
She sounded scratchy. All that shit was weak.
That's probably the best Mary J.
That was the best she ever sang.
Probably one of the best men. That's when she was Mary Jane. You can put those songs, those lyrics to up to date beats, and you wouldn't be able to tell.
That's another album that they got right. They got right in the when it probably came out, they were sleeping on it. But then you look at now, damn near 30 years later, it's still deemed as a classic. Not to Deuces, but any other albums y'all feel like? I think Outkast got 4 classic albums too.
Outkast got 4 classic albums.
Yeah. Stankonia, Aquemini, ATLians, Love Below.
Love Below, speak about it.
What's the first album called? It's that long ass Supercalifragilistic. That ain't even one of my favorite albums, but that's people's shit.
It's classic to folks. Charger the Game was classic.
Y'all talking about classics or shit that we didn't fuck with?
You talking about Silk? The one
classic,
with the...
dude. Classic?
What makes that album classic? I'm just curious.
No, like, whether you...
What makes it classic?
You had to be there, man.
No, I don't know, man. Name some songs off of it.
I ain't listened to it in about 20 years, though.
So it ain't classic to you, then?
It's classic.
You as a DJ ain't listened to the shit in 20 years, but it's a classic.
Can y'all name a song or two? What was the single? Ain't My Fault?
They don't know.
No. It's a classic.
Yeah.
What classic album y'all know shit about? That's what I'm saying.
Years.
That's The Chronic. Because that's not. A couple months ago, if you would have came here and be like. A couple months ago, if you would have came here and been like, The Chronic ain't all that. I might have been like, man, you tripping. That's The Chronic. As I listen back to it, I'm like, man, maybe this shit ain't real.
But my thing is, like, if I listen to an album, like, I'm in the car riding and shit like that, that shit just smacking to me. Like, it don't have to be smacking to nobody else. Like, that shit was, like, my music to me is a soundtrack of my life. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I listen to that type. That's the way I listen to music. Yeah. So, like, I remember where I was at, what I was doing. You know, it's a lot of that trap shit. What was going on around me. Like, see, that's why that... Like you said, that recession hit for everybody. Recession was definitely a classic. It was an instant classic. You know what I'm saying? Like the production from front to back, that shit was cold. Like the Carters. That's a newer album. That shit didn't necessarily go together. He just was spitting on the whole album and I fucked with it. You know what I'm saying? But like when you talk about like a full production, it's like a movie. Like from the intro to the outro to everything in it, like all of that shit went together. Forest Hills Drive, that shit was just like it was a build up. Like at the it was a masterpiece at the end of it, like a Picasso.
I think Forest Hills Drive might be the only classic album without skits
or features.
I think two honorable mentions as far as, and they might be classic albums even when you say top fives. It's the Slim Shady LP, and then Logic Under Pressure.
I think M's classic.
Some shady.
I think his second album is like the classic. The Marshall Mathers LP is the.
Which one with the peel?
That's what I'm saying. His first
year. So with the peel, that album was cold.
I think he came out of the gate with 3 classics too, though.
That album is cold. That album's so cold. I stole that album. I know the album front to back.
I had Crying 2001 edited. Salty.
weak.
Super weak.
So you gotta pay attention.
Most every day.
She was trash, dog.
Yeah,
so,
okay, another conversation. Like, it can kind of be short, but like, some people try to throw mixtapes in there and shit like that. But what's some classic mixtapes without having like a top five? Like
Trap or Die, Dedication, Mixtape Messiah,
Friday
Night Lights,
Oscilla,
Cole, Drake, So Far Gone, Crit Was Here. Got though one of them T.I. What's T.I. shit's called? Down With The King? One of them first T.I. mixtapes before his album. That shit was crazy.
Which one of them your got is?
Soul Tape Fab.
Ooh. All them Soul Tape.
Cocaine Music.
Cocaine
One through. All them Cocaine.
But Seven, he turned to an album.
Yeah.
M-Town? That was two. Cocaine Music 2.
Nah. Gucci, you gotta salute Gucci's the movie
one and
the movie two.
Man, nah, but Chicken Talk.
Chicken Talk
Gucci, that's the hardest. That was
Burn
shit
One.
The
Burn One.
Mixtapes was crazy, bro. Like, niggas was just dropping all that music for free.
Juelz and Wayne had the mixtape together.
Yeah, Can't Feel My Face, No Ceilings. Like, Back Like Cook Crack. 1, 2, and 3. Hey.
That mixtape era was crazy. You talk about
color changing click.
Oh yeah, all the color changing click.
Color changing click.
Like, after the Kappa, before the Kappa,
crazy.
Twin came home.
He had the gold Guns N' Roses.
This is also the topic. I gotta highlight.
Chameleon had the truth.
I do
Remember
not
the truth?
Have the original version of Drill and Rush with Chameleon and Young Ro.
You know what's fucked up? I might have to go to Riverbender. I got all that shit on my iPad, but it's so broke I can't access none of that.
But you can't find that shit on YouTube or nothing.
Really?
Nope. I know Ralph Price.
I got that little tray and all of that shit.
Yes, man, that Young Ro, you can't really find him on the internet, dude.
No, because
it's a whole bunch of Young Ro's, and it's just the Adrenaline Rush. That's like
Ralph Price get you together.
No, Ralph Price still got this. But
from St. Louis,
that Adrenaline Rush verse by Chameleon Air is like one of his greatest verses. So they just got it by itself on so much shit. They don't have the whole shit because he redid it.
Maybe that'll come up.
I got it.
Young Ro, Razak snapped too, though.
Razak on that too?
And I think he was.
Razak on that Set It Off. That's my favorite Razak. Hopped in the V, chrome under me.
Hey, if Aaron was here, he'd be turned. Like, every time he get in my car, he like, bro, like, because he know I got that iPad.
He just sent me a
My iPad only hook up to my Challenger. Like, it won't even. It won't read to nothing else. So, like, he'd be like, bro, what you driving? Come pick him up in the Challenger.
Hey.
We finna go slide.
But the mixtape run, that's some shit. I feel like the mixtape shit is going. But the mixtape shit, what we talking about, if they don't get that shit under control with, like, that pip, that shit going to be, like, deleted from history. Because none of them songs is on DSP. They not, like, that shit was stolen music. It's like it was like the Wild Wild West. People just posting that shit up. Like, God, it's. That's what I'm saying. Like, that shit keep on going down. They bring it back up. But if that shit just disappears, like, all that music is gone, dog. Like I said, you think you can find anything on the internet, but I was looking for that shit, like, crazy. Like,
Ralph, you remember that Mike Jones Ralph for that tweet and beat?
Reggie Red, dude. Them motherfuckers who got it.
Dick Don't Feel Me Now?
Yeah.
That shit was
crazy. That too.
That feeling on your booty? That Off easy,
but even like, we talking about like that shit. But even
Juice look lost. So have you heard any of this stuff?
I heard some of.
I'm
looking
like,
at
but Juice era though, they got the SoundCloud shit. Like a lot of people like that shit. They was just it was similar to the mixtape stuff and made a lot of stars and shit.
Ain't never had a little LimeWire, dude.
But to end it though,
nigga, we was on LimeWire. That
do you think now, like we just got done talking about Drake's album and shit a couple weeks ago and stuff like that? I think Drake ain't been interested in making like a classic album since he came out with that More Life shit when it was like he called it a playlist. He didn't even call it an album. And you listen to his album since then, like Scorpion. He just making songs that for everybody type shit. Putting them together.
I feel like he just make a lot of women songs.
No, I ain't gonna say. I just think he just make a lot of songs for everybody. I ain't that he make a lot of women songs. It's just,
I mean, not songs for women, but he just talk about women.
I mean, everybody got their bag. Like, that's of course his bag, but
I fuck with
him. He talk about killing people too.
Your slider. Might not sound interesting.
He talk about everything that all rappers talk about though. But like, of course he the ladies man, so that's like one of his main things. I just feel like he's not making cohesive projects. Like, he's not making an album that's going together. The nigga started he had a Spanish song go in the middle of all that shit. And he just like,
let's come out with an album. Oh, we want to make 16 songs. Oh, here goes 16.
You think that's what they doing there?
Yeah, most artists. Yeah.
But I think
like, if you look at like some of the names that we was naming in the classic albums, like some of mine, like that shit, like Good Kid, Mad City, I know multiple of us had that shit, but like that shit goes together. That nigga telling a story the whole album and shit. Like, nowadays, they ain't telling no stories, bro. They just, motherfucker got a hard drive with 120 songs on it. I need 15 for an album. Let's go through it. Me and my homeboys finna sit here and we finna pick 15 songs. And what's the top 15 songs? We're gonna put them on the album.
I think my personal opinion, I think that's what's gonna hurt hip hop in the long run. Y'all think that?
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's just the same thing as not caring about the art no more.
This is oversaturation, like for real. It's like you said, you always feel like people use rap as a lick. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's just really, 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 really oversaturated now. And it's like,
it takes
away from the art. Like that this shit originated, like it was like an art form. You know what I'm saying? Like, people really putting their life to a canvas, and you like the whole Biggie thing, like you really picturing this shit in your head. And now it's like, bro, I don't spin. So like, that shit kind of sound cool, but I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really see what you're talking about. I was just going to say,
if a nigga is talking about, like, smoking crack and shit like that, I don't give a fuck what else you say the whole album. It can't be a classic. Like, you could sell 100 million copies. It cannot be a classic if that's what you're talking about on that shit.
See, I was trying to
talk about smoking crack.
No, dude. But look, this one. I knew you were
talking about slipping and falling.
I knew you was, look.
I'm talking about.
He talking about Kodak Black. Kodak Black is rapping about, I just got privy to it today, but he talking about multiple songs, like smoking crack, smoking meth, doing shit like that. X was kind of, I never heard X brag about smoking no crack or even like
struggling. That nigga was talking about he going through some shit. These niggas just talk about, nigga, embracing, I just counted a million, nigga, and I'm smoking, you know what I'm saying?
X talked about doing drugs all the time.
They never said smoking crack. They did powder a lot and lean.
They did. They
never talk about smoking crack.
All you gotta do is listen.
No, they... No, 3 Seasons was on drugs, but a lot of them South motherfuckers. Oh, for real. Like,
did they try to make other people do it, though?
But no, back in that era, bro, like,
get the dope, get the plate, chop it up, I can't wait. Yeah. They was making like,
but was they mainstream when they did that? No. Could they be blew up?
Oh, they were mainstream for sure. But I'm saying our culture, like, we looked at, like, smoking crack and snorting powder, like, that shit was like you a junkie. But then when they start rapping about this shit, like, they kind of glorified.
They just was getting high.
They was getting high, but that was a different, we didn't live there, bro. You had to be somewhere to understand their culture, though. Everybody's culture be different, though.
Still a junkie.
I'm not saying that you ain't. I'm not saying that you ain't, but it's just like, it's more common, bro. I'm telling you, when I thought somebody smoked crack, I thought it was like, that shit was over with. If you ever hit the pipe,
it kind of was, though. It kind
of
is. Like,
some of them died off that type of shit. I don't mean to be disrespectful, bro, but
like,
they...
Nobody
coming back.
Nobody OD'd off of
one. One of them
crack.
Just died, bro.
Who?
What was the one that just died?
3-6.
Gangsta Boo.
She died.
I'm talking about back in the day, bro. You know how much crack you had to smoke to OD?
She died off fentanyl.
I'm talking about crack.
Drug addict.
Lynn Bias.
Who?
Lynn Bias.
He had like a heart attack.
But
from smoking crack.
I mean, listen, nigga, we
it was 19.
I'm sorry, people do have heart attacks smoking crack.
It happens. Rarely.
Blue Magic.
It happens.
Rarely.
That was.
But I'm saying, like, in different areas and shit. That's why I say we can only speak from our perspective and shit like that. That shit looked crazy.
I don't know what we talking about. I don't know what, how we got on this like that. Juice
talking about.
It's not a classic.
It can't be a classic if you're bragging about smoking crack. We didn't name any classics by 3-6, so we might be on some.
We just missed.
When the smoke clear?
Yeah, we were just missing. Gaddy Green, Mr. Don't Play. He was getting high.
Classics. I think Pat was smoking crack. Smoking the blunt.
He was
snort.
I like to add again that that
it was two.
All that No Limit shit is true.
But and we sitting here talking. Some of the best music ever made was made off of
Old Man Drug.
Yeah, Bobby Brown, Marvin Gaye. You know what I'm saying? All Isaac Hayes. All them niggas. You can hear their hairline in the vocals.
What the hairline?
So smooth.
Hey, what the fuck the hairline sound like?
You ever heard Isaac Hayes sing?
That sound like hairline. Wow, he got the hairline.
A lot of them did.
You say what?
A lot of them did too.
They old motherfucker.
Nah, they survived. Nah. Yeah, man. But
some say
you can't be a good R&B singer. We'll have an R&B conversation another time. But they say you can't be a good R&B singer if you never snorted no powder.
They all do drugs.
That's for sure. Think about it.
Usher ain't never did no drugs.
Shit.
See that nose?
He is the king of R&B too.
Vacuum for him.
Chris Brown a hot motherfucker.
He ain't Usher, baby.
What?
He up there.
Nah, Usher's the king of R&B. Ain't nobody fucking with him.
No, I'm saying Chris Brown is like hovering, you know.
I ain't got nothing to say. Fool. I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't even arguing with it no
but
more.
But the R&B conversation. But in closing, that's what I wanted just to, you know what I'm saying, do we think any of the new artists on the up and coming artists are capable?
No.
Lil Baby.
The new one, Finally Rich. Chief Keef.
Ooh, I was gonna put that classic. On my shit. Hey, look,
classic.
I was gonna put that on my shit.
But he ain't no young nigga though.
Yeah, kind of.
He like
when
the
finally,
same
when
age.
He like the OG.
2012.
Young nigga.
I'm just saying
that
shit
Chief
came Keef out.
Chief Keef is the OG. Young
shit came out 10 years ago.
But he was 16. He was 16 though.
He the OG young nigga.
Do he still?
He was 16. In the same class with Drake and them niggas. Like,
he do.
He
do more.
Big young nigga.
He do more producing.
Do he still make music?
Yeah. He do more producing than rapping.
Yeah, Drake do album. You got four bars.
He sampled on there. That's
it.
And he on another song.
Yeah. Why he don't make music like that? No,
he
be producing. You know, he produce a lot of album.
I'm not discrediting. I think Finally Rich is a classic. I don't put him in the same category as a Lil Baby and
whose album did he just produce? Was it Lil Uzi?
He just ain't sliding like that no more.
He doing more producing than rapping now.
Honorable mixtape mention: Lil B the Flame Tape. Never. We forgot what
you call. Y'all said you had to be there.
You didn't have to.
That's what y'all said. Lil B took over the world.
Who is Lil B?
Bass guy.
Too old. You too old.
Bass guy.
Hop up by my whip.
Bass guy.
So hop up by my whip.
Woo.
Eat that wonton soup.
Woo.
There's that wonton soup.
All of Meek Mills. All of Meek. All of Meek.
Oh, we didn't say no Meek.
Drink chasers.
All of Meek Mills.
What's Meek classic? The championship?
We didn't say none.
That championship?
Yeah, late classics.
Greg got a classic album.
I think championships are classic.
Every time we did the walk in college, going to the home games, we did the walk through the little alumni shit or whatever with the school lineup. I played that Meek Mill Won't Stop.
That was my walk through. Used to.
Yeah, you know that's all on the same mixtape. That was my.
What's that? Dream Chasers 2?
Dream Chasers 2, I think.
That was what I played. That tape right there.
Dream Chasers 2 was the hardest
spot. Before.
Ross got four classic albums.
I think Meek gonna carry him though.
Yeah.
What's his four classics?
I had to look at him.
Ross last album wasn't like that.
Ross is like that though.
No, Ross is slider.
When Ross get on the song with a motherfucker, we're talking about his albums.
Ross is slider.
When he get on the song with a motherfucker,
yeah, you got to spar. Ross bring the best out of Jay. Ross and Jeezy bring the best out of Jay. When they rapping on the same tracks,
my favorite features.
Yeah, he be cooking.
A Jeezy feature or a Ross feature?
He be cooking their ass.
No, he don't. Not all the time. No, he don't. No, he don't. Not all the time. Not all the time.
I ain't gonna lie.
Where's Jay not cooking? What song they got?
Lil Wayne
is the
mixtape king, though.
He didn't cook Jeezy on I Seen It All. It was a
good ass
verse. He didn't cook him. He did not cook him.
I don't know. What y'all think?
That's one of my favorite
songs.
Honorable mention.
I can't think of the song.
The Becoming.
Yeah. Becoming
was hard.
Siegel. Becoming.
Becoming was hard.
I don't think Ross got four classics though. But Teflon Don, Port of Miami.
He got some mixtapes. What's his mixtape?
Rich Forever. Huh? Rich Forever. That's a classic mixtape to me. That's what's crazy.
Or that mixtape, bro. No lie, like everybody in the motherfucker like have 3-4 whatever. Wayne got like 50 mixtapes.
No, ain't nobody fucking
in Louisiana.
Fucking with Wayne.
But like Deuce said though, like that all that the truth.
Freemason.
All those chameleon air mixtapes.
You think he got off on Jay on that?
Listen.
Niggas couldn't do nothing with me. They put the devil on me.
Listen,
I'd rather nigga.
All you gotta do is listen. All you gotta do is listen to it.
All you gotta do. That shit was crazy, dude. That he talking about that Illuminati shit where that's the highest shit in the world.
He was spitting that shit like that was the Holy Grail.
Rumors of Lucifer.
I was like, I don't know who to trust.
Whole world one with demise.
The musical. Then he's got the spot. That ain't the one.
Hey,
that ain't the one. Yes. That ain't the one.
It definitely was hard. It definitely was hard, but.
Yeah, you spit me just say up.
Just,
hey, man. Just hey, listen, this has been a great episode, man. I'd like to thank everybody for listening, everybody for watching it. We're going to play Freemason when we get off of here. Thank you for everybody that's tuning in. Let us know what classic albums we missed, man. And if we bugging on, we name some classics that ain't classics to y'all. I'm sure we missed a million albums y'all going to
take. Take a couple minutes. Shout out our people that we fuck with, local rappers. Or like a shout out to the Lunatics. Like, I'm for real. Like, man, we talk about hip-hop, 50 years of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like people that's in our area, in our region, up and up rappers.
Country Grammar.
Classic. Country Grammar classic album.
Is Free City the Lunatics album classic?
We'll take it.
That is you can notch it on there.
Nellyville classic.
We already gave Country Grammar now.
I'm gonna give him Nellyville too though. I want to give him Nellyville.
Have a meal. Shout out to our people, man. People that we fuck with from our area.
Yes, definitely, man. 50 years of hip hop. Shout out to Ali.
Local album from 618 is Street Cred Volume 1 by Raw Reese.
That the one with the football song on it?
Running like a running back and running with the ball. I ain't gonna fumble, ain't gonna walk. I'm number one just like that. Yeah. Thug like Machiavelli. What's his new name?
He got a new name? Raw Reese was a snapper.
Like a turtle?
Raw Reese was hard.
Snapping turtle.
Shout out to Reason Out, man. Hey, man, let us know, man. What another classic we missed, man. As always, remember, just because they couldn't do it doesn't mean you can't. And what artists got four classic albums? I don't know. We up out of here, man. One. So, and then this week, a surprise album comes back. This is a music podcast back again, you know what I'm saying? We're talking music damn near the whole show, just letting y'all know. So, surprise album. I love looking at my phone and just seeing some surprise shit. J. Cole dropped a surprise album called I Might Delete Later. He's been doing a series of vlogs for the past month or two, just dropping different clips and little freestyles within the clip. And he dropped it.
Yeah. That minute drill. Turn it up. Yeah, turn the vocal up. Light work, like it's Peter.
So that was a lot of people's question. They was asking, why is this called 7 Minute Drill? The song is only 3 minutes and 30 seconds. This is J. Cole's manager, Eve. He's doing a podcast. I forgot the name of this podcast, but shout out to my nigga Low Key. He's a person on the podcast. Not that Low Key. Shout out to my nigga Low Key.
Not the Mo.
Shout out to him too.
But this was on their podcast.
Who is this kid?
Here we go.
It was about pushing himself to see, like, all right, can I get better? You know what I mean? Like he was really doing these drills he was talking about. Like, he does these
the thing he was talking drills. About LA Leakers, right? Yeah, 7 minute.
Yeah, he joints. Does these 7 minute drills that he had like Cosby doing and T minus. Well, he'll just be like, yo, you got 7 minutes. Like, it's basically his way of, like, breaking out of overthinking. Mm. Like, don't even think about it. Start a verse. What we going to talk about? He'll be like, yo, Kaz, write a verse about pizza. I don't know. Like, and then they got 7 minutes, and then they put the timer on, and then it's like, all right, what you got? And he'll do that with T-Minus. Like, all right, you get to pick your 2-3 sounds before you start. Then you got 7 minutes. And it's just to, like, address.
There's a very basketball way of thinking for that, right? Exactly. It's like, get your 20 shots in. Exactly. You know, and then
he was doing drills where he was like, he got a bunch of freestyles that like over like a Busta beat, Eminem beat. Day.
So 7 minute drill, basically something that Cole and all the Dreamville artists that they do, just something better than his pen. So I guess allegedly he made this song in seven minutes. Real quick.
He should have took quick little 14 overnight. He should have slept on this.
All right.
See, it's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like sir.
Why is he telling us about somebody calling him and shit like that? Like, Kendrick, like, directly, like, was talking crazy to these niggas, though. Like, that's why it's pissing me off. Like, nigga, you...
He on bullshit.
I called you and told you that shit either, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, yeah, nigga probably was, told him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was everywhere, though. Called, no, it was... Yeah. The thing,
you seen it.
It was every fucking where.
No, but I'm saying, if you in this position, it's definitely some niggas you know that's like, are you good? Because niggas dying to do something for you. Like, it's niggas doing that shit. You know... You know that's going on.
Some crash outs.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga just dissed me the other day. You know what I'm saying? Niggas did that.
Since we talk about beef.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Nigga dissed us. You know what I'm saying? Niggas.
Oh, he dissed you. He talk about us.
He did. That. And we reason that or not?
We are.
Just shut the fuck up. He dissed all us here, nigga. Y'all be straight trying to throw some shit on me. Like, I said something the other day. I said, the comments said something. I was like, they was cussing us out. Were they cussing us out or cussing you out? No, nigga, they was cussing us out, nigga. We all of us on this shit. You be getting this too, nigga. he be acting like nobody be talking to him.
You Diddy and we bad boy, nigga. Fuck you. It's Diddy.
I'm Suge Knight, dude. No Diddy, man.
They don't give me Diddy shit.
But back to this.
He itching, I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension, I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons.
Did the Simpsons fall off?
Never.
Still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons.
I don't think they ever fell off.
I think they
just still getting shit right to this day.
I think they done. They just play like rerun. They ain't making no more news.
Nigga, the Simpsons come on every Sunday.
New?
Yeah, they on episode 30. They on season 38 or something.
Simpsons is one of them things. Like,
the
longest running show
like,
ever.
Like the Simpsons. That's what he's saying. Like, he's saying, like, you do a show, but you fell off like the Simpsons. Like,
they ain't fall off.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
First shit was classic, your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was
murder. I agree with that.
So we gonna be serious. J. Cole, out of the three, J. Cole might be my favorite rapper out of this three.
He ain't lying.
How the fuck is J. Cole gonna talk about somebody putting somebody to sleep? That's the biggest knock on J. Cole his whole career. He's boring. All this is all people say about J. Cole.
He ain't lying about that, what he said. First record was cool. Second record,
we getting that the second that is cap.
Sipping that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing, huh? Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga, cause I fuck with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. I'm Nino with this thing, this that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him. Light work, like it's PWC, it's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat, I got a
follow song. Pull up Sunday service, but like he using like that, man, that flow like on this shit.
Phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he it.
Conductor,
the poppin', I'm the one doing the
conductor, conductor, conductor.
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap pillars 2-6. We don't at niggas, we get at niggas. Shoot a nigga lights out. Yeah, my dog stat filler, stat stuffers, triple double. Get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting a fly. 4 albums in 12 years, nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in my home, aim the chrome at your eyelids. Fly pebbles at your dome, we the Stone Temple Pilots. This is merely a warning shot, the back niggas down. Back in the town where they whipping, working, trafficking pounds. My jack jumping bout a rapper, making blasphemous sounds. Switching sides like the tassel on a cap and a gown. I'm fully loaded, nigga, I can drop 2 classes.
I feel like he dissing you right there with the cap and the gown shit.
I didn't even think about it.
That's crazy.
I didn't even think about it like that.
So
now I got dissing back.
Yeah, you on the clock.
Take a side.
So that was a. J. Cole's response. I was disappointed in this, but throw J. Cole some bail. Kendrick only threw a jab at him, so he threw a jab back.
If you gonna jump in it,
I feel like you should have just went all the way. But this is like you trying to just like keep your friendship at the same time. You like. Nigga, you hit me first, I hit you first. Like, what you gonna do? I just feel like it's gonna backfire because I don't feel like Kendrick is playing with them niggas. So I feel like when Kendrick come back, he's shooting. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. I feel like that's gonna be Kendrick energy whenever he say something back. But that boy Jermaine can rap, though, so.
But then I think at the same time, niggas still got to be true to who they is. Like, niggas talk like, he talking about, nigga, I can get you touched. Nigga, I can put some money on your head. Like, nigga, he don't talk about sliding and shit like that. So it's like, well, if I say that, you know what I'm saying, and I really ain't being who I am.
I mean, they all.
We don't know these niggas, though. Like, what I
talking about it just in his raps.
Just in his raps. Like, his whole. Like, niggas, like, he don't talk about stealing a nigga's slide. Like, you know, he don't talk like that.
Yes, so. He do, though. Like, he do. That's what I'm saying. It's just rapping of the day. He do, like, what he's saying in this song, he said it on different songs and shit. But J. Cole's just a clever nigga where he'll
say it in a way.
Say it in a way where it's a metaphor and you ain't really taking it that serious. Like, rappers rap about that type of shit all the time. But you don't have to just say, like, I kill you or something like that. You can say, I beat your ass or something like that. Like,
until you die.
But I'm saying, like, you want him to be like, nigga, I'll pull up to your mama house and blow your head off, nigga. Like, he don't even talk like that on a regular basis. So,
I never said he needed to say that. Like, it's way, nigga, Back to Back is one of the greatest diss records of all the time. That was he didn't cuss at Meek Mill or nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's a way you do it. Like the way Kendrick did that shit. Like the beat, the aggressiveness, this tone in his voice. Like, he's so laid back on this shit. That's just like the only problem. It ain't about, he ain't gotta say I can pull up and shoot your mama house up and then that shit. Just nigga rap. He a creative nigga.
Maybe that was just a teaser. He might got some other shit in tough. More powerful, hopefully. I ain't picking no sides on none of this shit, so I just want to listen to it.
No, not at all.
Pick my side out, really.
Kendrick, huh?
Oh, yeah. He went by default because he going against two niggas.
He win by the fuck because he going against two niggas.
He getting if he getting jumped.
Nigga, Drake going against eight niggas.
Man, I mean that ain't
what you mean.
Yeah. He going at two.
Yeah, but he Drake going at eight. Speak to that. Drake going to get eight niggas. Speak to that.
Because he not gonna respond to none of them.
Yes, he is.
Oh yeah. Because he been ducking the shots Kendrick been throwing for, like you said, since 2013, 14, something like that. He been ducking them shots for a long time.
But he shot at Kendrick multiple times direct though. Oh, he dissed Kendrick on the song he had with Game.
I would have all of your fans if I didn't go popping. I stayed on some conscious shit. I would have so many more friends if I lost my success and my confidence. I'm in the club every time that they play the competition. If they even play the competition, then I seen the response they get. Yeah, nobody's even hearing it on top of the pyramid.
It was a direct shot to Kendrick, though. Like, so.
What if you had to compare this beef to a past beef, who would you compare it to?
Second grade at the lunch table.
Like a major beef, rap beef.
I'm not even going to say rap beef.
Brandy and Monica.
It's hard. No, that was more gangster than this. I think they fought. But I'm going to go to sports. This is like Pacquiao versus Mayweather. It's like we wanted this shit for so long, and now we about to get it, and now they letting us down. Like, it ain't going to be that entertaining. But if Mayweather Pacquiao probably would happen 5 years prior, it probably would have been a more entertaining fight. That's what I think this shit is looking like.
I don't know, man. Somebody need to book a festival where I invite all of them. Somebody got to get slapped or something. We got to turn this shit up. It's gonna be
should it be violent?
We got to turn this shit up a little bit.
Should it be violence, though? Or should it?
See, that's what that was.
I want nobody to, you know, just get the battle. That's the essence of hip hop.
And that's so just to clear it up, like, basically, that's what Sims is saying. Like, this is a good rap beef is healthy for everybody. You know what I mean? It go back.
Is it lighthearted?
It go back a long time, but we ain't saying that a nigga need to spin. Let's get that out there. Cause you led off like, hey, this is real beef, Juice, your generation.
Yeah.
Nah, they be sliding. You know what I'm saying?
No, I said this.
Now,
this is real rap beef.
Yeah.
I didn't say real beef.
No, it's real rap. No. No.
Them niggas don't be rapping.
Yeah. No, they do both. They do both. So let's go. I'm just saying, for the Freestyle Podcast, we do not condone violence.
Lyrical
sparring.
You know what I'm saying?
Not real life spinning.
Yeah, because that, y'all niggas is getting away.
That shit's different. Because I see somebody in the comments right now, nigga, we doing this, we doing that.
And we sliding on shit, nigga.
Calm down. Calm down, sir. We're talking about rap beef. Headline, rap beef.
You're 14 with a Shiesty and a Draco.
That, you know what? You know.